those drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
He's been all over the news lately because he has over 100 lawsuits about vanilla. $500 million in damages out for New York, Wisconsin, California, and New Jersey. Spencer Sheehan from Great Neck, Long Island.
Hi, Anna and Raven.
We read all about how you've been on this mission to protect Americans from the wrong vanilla, and we were like...
Fake vanilla.
Fake vanilla. How does this happen? How do you become so invested in vanilla?
Well, I'm not invested so much in vanilla, but I filed one case about this, about A&W, root beer and cream soda. And from there, I started to look into other vanilla products, and more people contacted me about other potentially fake vanilla products. Mm-hmm. And it's like you go down this rabbit hole of all this trickery that occurs and things that you never really think to question because they've been that way for such a long time. Nobody really knows the answers about why it is this way. But once you start to look closer, you realize that something isn't what it's supposed to be.
The irony of the whole thing is that for many years, I have always wondered, why is it that when I buy some vanilla products, like the vanilla extract, it's like $4, and then other times, like 2 ounces is $27. And I could never figure it out. But it turns out that there's actually a difference, and that's kind of been your whole thing, is letting people know what the differences are and what they're getting.
You're exactly right. One of the things that is sometimes valuable could be the price. But a lot of times, you know, you don't know. And that's really what these cases ask for. They just say, let us know. If you want to sell us artificial vanilla, that's fine. Then just label it that way. If you want to sell us a real vanilla for a dollar more, that's okay too, but just label it that way.
Spencer, you know, just a question then. So really the goal is to change the labeling then, right?
That's a good question, and that is obviously the most notable issue of this type of litigation. But the end game here is we're just asking that these companies comply with what the law already says about disclosing the use of fake vanilla, vanillin, with real vanilla.
Attorney Spencer Sheehan from Great Neck.
I mean, is it really the company's obligation to make sure that they're being more truthful when the rest of the industry are not? Or is it more on the government to enforce these situations?
Now, the government tells people what proper way to, you know, disclose certain things is. And companies, they're aware of, you know, the right way to truthfully disclose this. Of course, they're going to try to get away with it. And you can't really have the government, you know, cracking down on everything. This wouldn't be time for them to do other things. That's why our system of government and society allows for individual consumers to bring cases based on deceptive practices.
Can you taste the difference between fake vanilla and real vanilla?
Can I?
Yeah. Like,
I personally, I mean, I'm not a real foodie or anything. But the average consumer, when presented with vanillin, which is basically fake vanilla, is only one compound. So when you have real vanilla, you're going to have, you know, 200, 300 compounds. So
does Madagascar get mad because, like, they're where the real vanilla is from and, like, we're putting out
fake
vanilla?
We're like vanilla pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, to them,
right.
The rest of the world's going to be vanilla pirates.
Like, do you ever hear from people from Madagascar or their government? They're like, thanks for doing this and finally shedding some light on this.
I wish that I did. And people have even alleged sometimes that, oh, you know, he's getting money from them, or, you know, he must be funded by some independent, you know, vanilla group. But I haven't heard anything from them.
This has become a massive thing. I mean, you have $500 million in damages that you're suing New York, Wisconsin, California, New Jersey. Did you ever think this was going to be what became your passion and what became your fight?
No, I didn't. But what matters to me is just basic things. Disclosures, honesty, and transparency.
Spencer, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Be well.